Check it out online, badmoodgoodmood.com.
It's Wrestling Night Memphis. Join your Grizzlies as they host the Philadelphia 76ers Saturday, November 10th at 7 p.m. Get two terrace tickets and two five-piece boneless wing coupons from Wing Guru for just $22. Plus, the first 5,000 fans get a Grizz wrestling tee. Call 901-888-HOOP or shop grizzlies.com today.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet.
Places, everybody.
On
places.
Sunny side of the street.
Right on the side.
I don't know where my place is.
In shape.
Pick a place.
With
pick
those
place.
Blue. On the rain.
It's okay.
But I'm not afraid.
Fine.
This road
left a little.
Remember, remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder, treason, and plot. I know of no reason why the gunpowder treason should ever be forgot.
Crossed over.
Whoa!
If I ever have a
good job, chance, Limestone.
Thank you, thank
I'll
you.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
Wait and let Billy finish singing.
Gold dust at my feet.
Before I ask you where you're
on the sunny side of the street.
I don't believe I've ever heard that. I know the Ides of March, but that, right. That scary 5th of December, 5th of November thing, where's that from?
That is actually a cut from V for Vendetta. It's a movie that came out in about 2006, I think. 2005? Quite a few years ago.
Well, we'll be able to use it once a year.
Yeah, I think
every
it's pretty
November
cool.
5th.
Over in England, right. It's Guy Fawkes Night tonight. That is, you know how like every country has their fireworks celebration? Over here in America, we do 4th of July. In England, they do the 5th of November. It's Guy Fawkes.
What's it called?
Guy Fawkes. Named after a guy who tried
didn't
to
he
blow
up. Didn't he take my slot at the other station?
Guy Fawkes.
Ha! I see what you did there, but
good
no.
Good afternoon this afternoon.
I think
is that a...
The
person?
Yeah, I think it was back in the 1400s or something. He tried to blow up the House of Parliament and kill the king and, like, you know, pretty much overthrow the British government. And then he got caught. So they hung him, they draw him, and then they quartered him. And then they set what was left on fire.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I got to tell you, that was some brutal, horrible stuff. That drawing and quartering, that's where they tie horses to your arms and legs and pull you apart, right?
I mean, yeah, well, that's but he wasn't, wow. He was actually just pulled and pulled and pulled until he was stretched out, and then he was cut into four pieces.
Whoa.
So, that yeah, has to hurt.
He did not have a very good life.
And his family invented the spoon.
Guy Spoons?
Mm-hmm.
Now, is he the one that took over the other slot?
Or was he Temp, you need to give it more time for him to feel the burn. Oh, my God.
Idiot.
Didn't take long. What, a minute?
No.
Where were we? A minute?
Uh-huh.
Something like that. Welcome, everybody. We're glad to have you with us. This is the November 5th edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And as long as you're sharing, like, you know, British stuff with us.
Sure.
Who's whispering? I have an email. I'll just read it. It says, Dear Frank, one of my favorite movies is Snatch. Well, no comment. It's a big star in the movie is Brad Pitt.
Yep.
But also has action movie star Jason Statham in it. It's based in London, and one of the greatest things in the movie is that the characters interact with gypsies, and they refer to them as pikies.
Yep.
I was wondering if Limey would be willing... or if he even knows why in London gypsies are called pikies. As always, enjoy the show and enjoy being AM in the PM. Take care, Mike. So to answer, I told Mike, I said, you know what? I'll ask Limey. So what's the deal with the pikies?
I don't actually know, tell you the truth. Sorry, Mike. Sorry, Frank. Pikey has just been around for years and years and years.
Is it derogatory?
It is a derogatory term.
Pikey has its own Wikipedia
yeah,
page.
Yeah, pikey is the name that you give to gypsies.
It's a slang. It's a slang term, which is pejorative and considered by many to be a slur. Mm-hmm. It's used mainly in England, Scotland, Ireland, and Wales to refer to people who are of the traveler community.
Okay, yeah, gypsies.
It means a lower class person. disreputable.
Well, you know that now, as of, I don't know, 5 years ago, we're not supposed to say gypsies anymore.
Did you we're
know
not? Now, really?
That, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, no. That was put on the list by, I don't know, somebody, that was offensive to call people gypsies. So I just keep calling them that. If they're gypsies, they're gypsies. I still say midget. I'm not letting 8 people, you know, tell me to change my life. That's the problem with this country, is we let a handful of people tell us, well, okay, I guess we can't do it anymore because 8 people at PETA said, I can't wear a fur coat, so I can't wear my fur coat anymore. Or hey, you can't say gypsy or whatever.
Well, then Cher is going to have to redo that song. Completely re-record
Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Traveling people, Tramps, and Thieves. Just traveling people. Just recut it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I saw, let's do the Burke segment, but I saw a couple of one pretty good movie and one outstanding movie. This is movie going weather, this crappy, drizzly, you know, and cold, and it's coming colder, like 20s maybe, but good movie weather. And I saw one, and I told Dan off the air, he will love this one movie I saw, and the other one was okay. But it caused me to go Googling around and trying to find out some information, and I'll share that with you in a minute, and the movies. But first, does anybody have anything to say?
Oh, I do.
Well, a little bit of silence there. Ladies and gentlemen, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune and a little bit nervous about his inheritance because of a guy who's decided to make jeans in the United States.
What?
And he has he's got a U.S. company. They're very, very expensive, though. So I don't know that you really have to worry because they don't sell that many because they're like $250 a pair.
Holy moly.
But he's cutting into the Strauss fortune a little bit. I'll tell you about him later. Now, the first contribution to the Burke segment, here is Dan Levi Strauss.
Dan, thank you so much.
Hey, look at that.
Hey, thank you, everyone.
I love you. You're welcome.
Hopefully, in the next week or so, I'll have a recording. My daughter, Alyssa, had her senior recital. Yeah, I do. Had her senior recital yesterday at SEMO, and she did it with Savannah, one of her friends. It was incredible. I mean, I know she's my daughter, but this, I mean, it was just beyond what I thought it would be. I knew it would be good, but it was beyond that.
If you build it up like this, though, and then you play it, the expectations are going to be through the roof.
Yeah. Well,
so they should better be good.
There was a song that she did, and I'll probably screw up the name. It's like Horse with Wings or something like that. It was something like that. But
Horse with Wings.
People were crying. And the last song, they did a duet together. The last song, the entire place had tears.
Well, what was the last song that was so sad?
I can't remember.
Horse with Wings does not sound sad. It sounds like a joke.
No, it's really, it's a really awesome song.
You sure the song wasn't like Hearse with Wings about death or something?
No.
Storm's Horse?
No, it was,
I've got a Horse with Wings by...
Was it Back in Black?
By Ricky Ian Gordon?
I don't know, maybe that's it.
Do you want me to play that?
Try it and see.
I know the song. Been to the desert on a horse with some wings.
No.
Nailed that one.
The horse with some wings.
Well, this sounds sad. Everybody get ready.
I'm going to skip ahead.
I want to cry for those that live.
Your daughter has a deep voice.
I know she does. This isn't the song, but hopefully I'll be able to play it.
It's not her?
No, that's
this is
not her.
Her? Oh.
No.
Oh, well.
But that is the song. What's
it
called?
Sad.
A Horse with Wings.
And it's called A Horse with Wings.
Yeah. She said that's one of her all-time favorite songs. And
she's too young to have a sad song
I know,
as a favorite song.
But, man, it was just, it was beyond great. And then...
Hey, Limestone, while he tells the rest of the story, can you pull up the lyrics to A Horse with Wings?
All right, I got you.
We'll see what the lyrics are. We'll know why it's so sad.
Yeah, it starts off with cry and something else. Now, we received a letter here, and I'm not sure. The letter has, you know, big...
Does it have powder on it in it? Like
no.
That deadly stuff they sent to the...
Is it scarlet?
No, it's not scarlet. A lot of misspellings in this. I think you know who this.
Oh wait, Limestone just got it. Oh, scarlet letter. Oh.
Sorry, wasn't paying attention.
The return address. The return. It says Peter Nibbler. So I'm not sure who that is. But in the letter,
got that one.
In the letter, it says, "Hi Frank, my name is Eric," and he spells it E-R-I-C-K. And I'm going to broadcasting. I think I'm going into broadcasting. I'm going to broadcasting.
First of all, he's got an identity problem because is he Peter Nibbler?
I know.
Or is he, what was the other name? Eric?
Eric or Eric. It's E-R-I-C-K.
That would be Eric.
And he says, I'm going to broadcasting school, and school is S-H-O-O-L. He says, Dan Strauss is my instructor. I don't even want to begin to spell that one. I've been a student here now for 11 years.
Whoa. He's the first ever student to get a doctorate at Broadcast Center.
Yes. Whoa. I was wondering, when it comes to broadcasting, is John Hadley considered the best of the best?
Yes.
Or just the best?
It's a no-brainer. Best of the best.
Your thoughts.
Easy.
Yeah,
Hadley,
your thoughts.
Is everyone who gets into broadcasting should be forced to listen to recordings of John Hadley.
Yeah.
That's what you shoot for.
Okay, and he signs
it. That's broadcast perfection.
He signs it Eric Shins, but Eric is spelled correctly. It's E-R-I-C. And then Collinsville, Illinois. Collinsville is C-O-L-L-I-N-S-V-I-L-L. And that's it.
Sounds like Eric needs to go back to some other kind of school. Well, I'm serious. He's got a real spelling problem.
Yeah.
Preschool.
Yeah. So that was it. I think he was asking.
I wasn't going to be that harsh.
Okay. He was asking about John.
Now, do you know him? He said you're his instructor or something?
No, I don't know him. No, he's, I think this is just
a joke.
I think the actual person's name is Tom that wrote this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Limestone, did you find the lyrics to this song?
I did indeed.
Dan's daughter sang. Who do you think should read these? You want to read them with that accent? Maybe it won't be as sad, though, if you read it.
All right. Tim, you want to give it a whirl?
But it's on your screen, though.
I mean, I can try.
Is this Horse with the Wings?
A horse with wings.
A horse with wings. Well, all right, Limestone, go ahead. You can take it. Ladies and gentlemen, later on, when Dan gets a hold of the video, you'll actually hear his daughter sing this, but you might want to do some pre-crying now, to get it out of your system. So here are the lyrics to, or at least some of the lyrics to, A Horse with Wings. Go ahead, Limestone.
All right, here we go. I want to cry. I want to feel the world around me whirling by. I want to cry for those that live and those that die. You sing a lullaby, I want to cry. I want to pray that all my wishes could come true after today. And should I put a word for you in? Should I say an extra Kyrie? I think that's how you say that. I want to pray.
Hold on, what's that Kyrie?
I have
that?
No idea what it is. An extra Kyrie.
Anybody here know what that
K-Y-R-I-E.
is?
K-Y-R-I-E.
I know what KY is. That's a lubricant.
It is.
Kentucky?
No, I have no idea.
Yeah, well, an extra Kentucky for you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't hear anything that sad.
No, and then the next line is, I want to lie. I want to think things are better than they are. I want to think we've gotten further, and that far is just an inch away. I want to lie.
See, now, I have a song called Horse with the Wings, and it has completely different lyrics than what you just...
Is it by Ricky Ian Gordon?
No, Julia Stone.
I'd like to hear Tim. Would you read a little?
Yeah, sure. Go for that one.
The horse with the wings never turned up for the party, and I wonder how long till he comes looking for me. So I wait in the room by the river, and I watch the world go by, and I hear a girl cry, and I notice the sound. It comes from my own mouth.
Hmm. What does that mean?
That sounds like she was on acid.
Whoever wrote that was on some drugs.
I think I went to Mizzou with this girl.
I'm amazed at how many songs, though. We talked about I Am the Walrus, Cuckoo Kachoo. We've talked about this before. That become big, big hits. And in nobody's book do they make any sense. Bob Dylan's stuff is just senseless.
On that very subject, the new Queen movie's coming out. Bohemian, where, you know, Freddie Mercury.
Oh, it's out. I saw it. That's one of the ones I want to talk about.
Okay, great. I haven't seen it yet. I read about it, but apparently he was quoted in an interview as saying that when he wrote Bohemian Rhapsody, which is like maybe their their best song, he said it's not about anything. It's just words that he thought looked good when they went together, and that the song's really not about anything.
But see, I think that's the case with a lot of those songs. I really do. It just sounds good. Those words work, and they fit, and they sound great. And I don't even know all the words of Bohemian Rhapsody, and the ones, some that I do, I have no idea what they mean.
It's like if you look at the lyrics to the song Jungle Boogie, it goes...
Jungle Boogie.
Jungle Boogie. Get down. It's Jungle Boogie, Jungle Boogie, Jungle Boogie, Jungle Boogie. Get down, get down, get down, get down. What does that song mean?
It doesn't have to mean anything.
My point exactly.
And then there are songs that have crystal clear meaning, and folks, I know it hurts and it's hard to listen to, but in another, Dan, what do you think? In another 4 weeks, we're gonna have to hit him again with a warning about that Brenda Lee Christmas song.
Yeah.
There's no misunderstanding those lyrics. We know exactly what they are. I want some of that effing pie.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be Christmas music. It's, beyond.
Oh,
there it is,
right there. Couldn't be clearer.
Early warning.
Later we'll have some effing pie. Early warning. Usually we don't do that till Thanksgiving, but now you've heard. What? Anything else, Dan?
No, but it's okay. Actually the words probably. I'm not sure about all the words there on the thing, but it was the performance that was emotional.
I've heard music that made me cry, and it was in Italian. I don't even know what they were singing. It was just so beautiful. You could tell from the sound of it that this is a very sad story. Operas are like that. You can just tell. This is the saddest thing I've ever heard. I don't know what they're saying.
Well, and that's what she did. She and Savannah both did. There were different languages. There was Italian. There was, I can't remember what the other languages were, but there were like three or four different languages that they sang in. And then
your daughter is bilingual or something.
It's crazy. It's crazy to learn all those songs. DNA testing. You learn all those songs, and then to learn them in a different language just blows my mind.
What's crazy is that you actually still believe she's your daughter.
I know.
That's crazy.
I know.
Anybody, Dan, was that it for you?
That was it.
Anybody else for the Burke segment?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Shut her down. Burke segment is officially closed, all right? I have a treat for everybody. One of the movies I saw was Bohemian Rhapsody. It was fantastic. It wasn't just a good movie. It was a great movie. It's better than A Star is Born. I'm just going to tell you right now. And I know there'll be people who go, what? Yeah, it's better than A Star is Born. I'm one of those people who, my musical tastes are pretty limited. It has to have a certain sound for me. And I'm not very receptive to certain kinds of music that I actually, in all honesty, will say I tried to give a chance. All the N-word MF rap music. I will never in my life understand how that became as popular as it did, as angry as it is. Queen's music, I didn't appreciate till long after Freddie Mercury was gone. And I had heard, certainly, Bohemian Rhapsody, and I knew other songs, Somebody to Love, and great music. It doesn't sound like any other music. You know exactly who it is. This movie, what I wanted to play for you, I'm a person who I don't know anything about movie making. I don't look for cinematic whatever, but I do get curious. So after my wife and I watched it, I came home. I wanted to know who actually did the singing in that movie. Was it Freddie Mercury? How much of it was Rami Malek, who plays brilliantly Freddie Mercury? And I found out it's three, that when you hear Freddie Mercury's voice singing or speaking, it's one of three different sources. It's either really Freddie Mercury, it's Rami Malek, or it's a guy, and I guarantee you, you've never heard of this guy, Mark Martel. You ever heard of him?
Nope.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Mark Martel, well, I'll tell you, Randy, if you'll just be patient. Mark Martel is the guy in all of the world, after many, many, many auditions, that the remaining members of Queen listened to and decided, this guy sounds exactly like Freddie Mercury. So when Queen did this big Queen extravaganza, or whatever it was called, where they toured the world, they took Mark Martel with them. And I watched videos of people crying, because if you close your eyes, it is Freddie Mercury. I'm going to play you, and not only that, this guy is a Canadian Christian singer, Mark Martel. He plays piano brilliantly. He plays guitar brilliantly. He's 41 years old. He's one of these guys who is just born gifted, yet he's not a name. And I am always stunned at how many people there are out there who are beyond just talented. They have some sort of super gift, and the world doesn't know who he is. So my wife looked him up, because I thought, if this guy's going to be playing or performing anywhere around here, he is booked all over the world. There are a lot of people who know who Mark Martel is. What I'm going to play you now is an appearance he made on Ellen's show, when word got out that he was the guy chosen to provide much of the voice work for this movie, Bohemian Rhapsody. And by the way, folks, thanks to computers and to this guy's dead-on replication of Freddie Mercury's voice, you never know where the shifts are, where you go from Mercury to Mark Martel to Malik. Malik's voice was used primarily when they did scenes at rehearsals, because, you know, he'd start to sing a line and they'd stop the tape. That's where Malik came in. But most of the vocals are Freddie Mercury and Mark Martel. Here now is Mark Martel on Ellen's show. By the way, he's playing the piano. You're not going to believe this.
Get up, I die a little. Can barely stand on my feet. Take a look in the mirror and cry, Lord, what you do to me? I spent all of my years in believing you, but I just can't get no relief. Lord, somebody, somebody, can anybody find me somebody to love?
Is that unbelievable?
Yeah.
Very talented.
Pretty good.
Remember Adam Lambert on...
Adam Lambert cannot hold a candle to this guy.
Oh, no.
And Adam Lambert has done a lot of Queen... He's toured with...
He toured with them.
Queen. Yeah. What do you call the groups where they're not really the Beatles, but they're... you know what I'm talking about.
Cover bands.
Cover, yeah. And I watched a YouTube video of this guy performing in a club. And he broke into Bohemian Rhapsody, and Celine Dion was in the audience, and she broke down crying. This guy was so good and sounds so much like Freddie Mercury. Now, he says he didn't discover that he could duplicate Freddie Mercury till 10 years ago. He knew he was a really good singer, and he, my goodness, I listened to some of this guy's Christmas, like Oh Holy Night. I mean, you'll be in tears. He's got the most beautiful voice. He is Freddie Mercury, and this movie was tremendous. And you don't have to know anything about Queen. I certainly know as little as anybody can know. I knew who they were. I knew a couple of songs. But I know a whole lot more now. And, you know, Freddie Mercury, I didn't realize this, but he, when he made this official statement, released the statement that he was HIV positive, he died less than 24 hours later.
Really?
He told the world he was sick, and then he died less than 24
hours.
Whoa. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He had it bad and covered it up for a while, like a lot of people. Now, the other movie that we saw was Beautiful Boy with Steve Carell. And I think that's the movie where Mike Evans kept going on and on about all the injections and needle use. Well, I got to tell you something. For the life that Mike has lived, he must have been pretty sheltered, because I've seen a lot more graphic needle usage and drug scenes than I did in Beautiful Boy. But Beautiful Boy is essentially the story of a divorced couple whose son is seriously addicted to crystal meth. And here's what I learned from this movie. These rehab places, some of them have pretty good success rate, meaning maybe 50% or better with heroin or cocaine or whatever. The success rate for rehab with meth anywhere is less than 10%. That's how powerful this crystal meth is. So my wife said, how do you take meth? I mean, she knew that you smoked it. And I said, well, I think you can smoke it, you can snort it, you can shoot it, you can inject it, four ways, but there's a fifth way. So I went online and I start looking, how do people take crystal meth? Don't look it up.
No,
how do you think the fifth way?
Is it the eyelids?
No. No, that's still injecting with a needle. You're still injecting it, no matter where in your body. So there's snorting.
Okay.
There's smoking. You shoot it, inject it, whether it's eyelids or whatever, with a needle. That's four. Smoke, inject with a needle, snort, or shoot, whatever.
Oh, there is a way. I've heard about sticking it up your butt, too.
That's because it.
I was about to say that.
In fact, that's the most powerful way and the quickest way to get it in your system is they shoot it up their rectums with a syringe, not a needle. Mm. Yeah, and I didn't know that. And not only did it say it's one of the ways people take meth, that it's extremely effective and powerful. So, Beautiful Boy is a dark, it's not going to be for everybody. I didn't particularly like the ending, but then I thought, after I thought about it more. So, Steve Carell is one of those guys who surprises you. If all you knew was a 40-year-old virgin of The Office or something, he's a pretty good, just regular dad who's in a heap of trouble with his kid and is crazy about his kid. And there's just nothing works. And that's the story of meth. And Dan remembers when we had Holly in the studio, who had gone to prison for 5 years. She was a lesbian ex-convict. I thought what she said on the phone the first day she called was one of the funniest things anybody ever said. She said, "Hi, Frank, my name is Holly, and I'm probably your only lesbian ex-convict listener." And I said, "Nah, that's most of our listeners." She did 5 years for meth, and I asked her if she'd come in, and she did, because Breaking Bad had just completed its run, and it was the talk of everybody was breaking, and that was all about meth. And when I saw this movie yesterday, man, it just sort of mirrored everything that she had told us. Because that hour with her was the most educational hour I think anybody could ever have if you're trying to learn what crystal meth can do to people. And if you don't mind, and those of you who know it, I'm going to repeat the line she said to me that I will never, ever forget, because she could not have expressed it more clearly. How strong meth is. I said to her, I said, "What is the big deal? What it really is, what is the big deal with meth over all this other stuff that you just, seems like you use it and that's it, you can't quit?" She said, "I'll put it to you this way." She said, "The first time I did it, as soon as it hit me, I said to myself, I don't ever want to live another day without this. It's that euphoric. It is that fantastic when it hits your system." And that's the best way you could put it. I never want to live another day without it. I'd rather die than not have this in my system. Wow, that's pretty powerful. So, a Beautiful Boy, good, 3 out of 4 ARDs. Bohemian Rhapsody for me, 4 ARDs.
You want to hear them?
There you go. Hear what?
The ARDs.
Oh, sure. 4. Let's have 3 for Beautiful Boy.
All right, Dan.
And then 4 for Bohemian Rhapsody.
All right, Dan.
There we go.
I thought he meant you want to hear some more songs from Bohemian Rhapsody or something. I didn't know he meant you want to hear. We're gonna take a little break. I'm gonna share some First Community Credit Union news with you that I think we only share like once a year, and they do this about once a year. And when they do it, every time they do it, they get thousands of new First Community Credit Union customers. Just like that. And here's what it is. It is only once a year. Not going to happen again until next year sometime. It's their promotion where simply if you come in there and you have an auto loan somewhere else, if you will move it to First Community Credit Union, they put $100 in your account. That's it. It is that simple. It's not one of these overextended customers only. Out of state, if you live in Missouri or Illinois. Nothing. It's just that. You take your car loan. The only stipulation is it has to be somewhere other than First Community. You move it to First Community, they give you $100. Here's what else is probably going to happen. They're famous for their rates. And what's probably going to happen, in addition to you just being handed an easy $100, is more than likely your car payment is going to go down, because your rate will more than likely go down, because there aren't many people who can match First Community Credit Union when it comes to rates, especially auto loan rates. So let me repeat this, because it's very simple. For a limited time, you move your auto loan from wherever else it is to First Community Credit Union. They give you $100. That's it. And again, you're probably going to have a lower car payment. And then we can officially welcome you to the First Community Credit Union family, because once you get in, even just a foot in the door, maybe all you have is that auto loan. I think what's going to happen when you see how they run this place, how they treat their customers, how competitive their rates are, how many services they offer, I think you're going to be all in. I think you're going to go to your other banking place and go, I'm cashing out, closing everything out. I'm going to be a full-time, all-in First Community Credit Union customer. It is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, over 40 locations. And if you want to know more, go to firstcommunity.com.
Let's get a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic sponsored by Sinex. Accident westbound 70 at Route Z, backing up traffic at A. Accident cleared eastbound 70 before Route K. There's an accident eastbound 70 on the ramp to northbound 170. A crash east and westbound 44 west of St. Clair. Earlier accident southbound 270 at 55. Accident southbound 55 at 4500 Broadway. Expect delays near Park. Accident on the Illinois side eastbound 64 before Route 4. And we also have an accident involving a school bus westbound on Del Mar at Clifton Terrace. If you've got the dreaded stuffy nose this cold and flu season, try Sinex nasal spray. A couple of quick sprays of Sinex nasal spray and it starts to work in seconds. So be ready when congestion strikes. Sinex nasal spray. Use as directed. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. How often do you sit up at night wondering how you're going to pay the bills? Get the cash you need and pay off your credit cards once and for all at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Hey St. Louis, Dan McLaughlin here, and I have a scoop for you. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Trust me, it'll pay off. You shop at Schnucks like normal, earn points on almost everything in the store, and redeem the points for money off. Easy as that. If earning money off your groceries wasn't enough, it also has cool features to make shopping at Schnucks even easier. You can locate items in the store, refill prescriptions, check the weekly ad. It's a grocery game changer. So download Schnucks Rewards from the App Store or Google Play and start saving today.
TMA Lives provide a great opportunity to watch and participate live with the Ryan Kelly Morning After, as well as enjoying fellowship with other TMA lemmings like yourself. This month, TMA Live is on November 8th at the Hot Shots in O'Fallon, Illinois. The first 100 lemmings to RSVP for this live event will receive your first Bud Select courtesy of Anheuser-Busch. Doug the Cat and I will be there, will you? That's this month's TMA Live at Hot Shots in O'Fallon, Illinois on November 8th.
Hi, this is Tim Woodward. I'm celebrating 10 years of being a private investigator with a new book detailing some of the wildest and craziest true happenings. Bad Mood, Good Mood. There's stories about crazy marriages, professional athletes harassing actors in airports and playing practical jokes on everybody, both male and female stalkers, politicians' kids, family brawls, cops running fake lie detector tests, you name it. Want to turn your bad mood into a good mood? Check out my book online at badmoodgoodmood.com. That's badmoodgoodmood.com.
You walk through the door and are greeted with the friendly smell of barbecue smacking you right in the face. A pleasant host seats you at a table made of wood, in a chair made of wood, on a floor made of wood. We perfectly carve a chunk of meat from a bigger chunk of meat. Pavlovian pre-sweat dots your brow and the world melts away as you drift into a meat coma. Wait, was that just Pauly Shore? Welcome to Salt and Smoke.
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
My favorite song by the Queen.
Not by the Queen.
That's what we call him. By Queen.
Hold on. Who calls him the Queen?
Several of my friends.
Oh, your friends.
Yeah. I like that.
All right, while Limey fades that out, I'm going to do one more thing for you. This is the thing I was talking about that Mark Martel did, and Celine Dion is in the audience. Now, I don't know where this took place. I don't know. The setting is like a small club, and there are backup singers, and Mark Martel is at the keyboard, and Celine Dion is in this small group of people, and it's obvious that she had not heard this guy before. Not only does she start crying, she cannot believe what she's listening. I'll play you a little of... Here we go. This is Somebody to Love in this setting where she's in the audience. And I'm sorry you can't see the video. Are we on 11.2 or are we still down? We're still down.
I think
we?
It's still down, yeah.
Ah, boy, it's too bad. So here we go. Mark Martel, the guy who absolutely has the identical voice to Freddie Mercury, and they used him in the movie. Here he is performing with Celine Dion in the small crowd at wherever this took place. Again, he's on the keyboard as well. Yeah, he's unbelievable. Is his name, just so everybody won't email me, it's Mark, M-A-R-C Martel, M-A-R-T-E-L, and his was the voice. And they've done that for people like Elvis and other people. When they made movies, they found a sound alike. The other thing I want to say about this is, did you ever go to a movie or see a movie, and when it was over, you couldn't get enough of whatever the performer was? You just didn't realize, for some reason, how good they were. I now have in my phone, I didn't have one Queen song. I have 860, 70 songs on my phone. And now I have 6 Queen songs. I couldn't download them fast enough.
Did and you I put know. In, this thing called Love?
Yes. Crazy little thing called Love. Dwight Yoakam recorded that, had a big hit with it.
Yeah. He did.
And I think, oh, I can never remember his name. Hold on. Chris Isaac is another guy who does it well. Now, another guy that is not a big, big name, Chris Isaac. He's not a, you know, Garth Brooks or whatever, but he's a good performer, and I like him. So what I was going to say is that the same thing kind of happened with Ray Charles, the movie Ray, where Jamie Foxx played and became Ray Charles. I downloaded, like, 10 Ray Charles songs that I knew they were out there and I'd heard them, but for some reason, once you know the backstory, it just takes on a whole new life. So thank you to the people who made this fantastic movie, Bohemian Rhapsody, because it brought a whole new life to not just Freddie Mercury, but Queen. So I hope you like it if you go see it. Now, this thing, this horrible thing Saturday that happened up in Wisconsin, where this 21-year-old kid killed these 3 girls, Girl Scouts, and a mother of one of the girls. You know the story?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, I heard about it.
This kid has, he surrendered. He left the scene, but then he turned himself in and admitted that he and his buddy were huffing. This kid is done. His life is over. He's killed 4 people. The girls were 9, 10, and 10. 2 10-year-olds and a 9-year-old, and one of the girls' mom. She was the mom of one of them. He killed them all because he was huffing with his buddy, and he's admitted it. He's done. He'll probably spend, I would think, the rest of his life in jail. Now,
I know that huffing is vapors. What are you huffing?
Well, it's usually huffing glue, like
bottle
glue.
Like glue and paint and stuff like that? Like you get some strong solvent.
You can do it in a paper bag, right?
Yeah.
That's one way to do it.
Yep.
These kids were providing a community service, not because they were in trouble. They were picking up trash along the highway. And they were wearing those real bright vests. You've seen them. You've seen people picking up trash.
Yeah.
And they have these loud vests. It didn't matter. Lost control, hit them, killed them. And, my kids did that. One of my sons did it. I don't remember which one. He got in a little bit of trouble. It wasn't big trouble, but it was just more to, like, teach him a lesson. So they put him on the chain gang crew. And I couldn't help it. I just kept driving by and turned around, drove by again, blowing my horn. Yelling
at him. Man.
Sure. Nice. They knew I saw him on the chain gang. It was hysterical. He was 15 or 16 or something.
What did you shout at him when you drove by?
Oh, yeah, I was singing, "Working on the Chain Gang," you know, I yelled that out, and I forgot what else I yelled at them, just to humiliate them, because whatever they'd done, I didn't want them doing it again. And it must have worked, because they didn't have to do it a second time, and I don't remember another punishment like that. Let me tell you something. I used to, I've called the police and asked them to pick up one of my kids and take him to jail. I mean, I have. He was late for curfew. It was just a curfew violation. I mean, he was 15, and a curfew was midnight on the weekends. It's 12:15. So I called a buddy of mine who's a St. Louis County police officer, and I said, "Hey, are you on duty tonight?" And he said, "Yeah." I said, "Go pick up my son, put him in jail." He said, "Why?" And I said, curfew violation. He said, "Well, that's a bit strict." I said, I know. That's the whole point. Scare him to death. So he said, "Where do you think he is?" And I told him roughly, I mean, my goodness, we're in the woods. He didn't have a driver's license. He was 15, so he couldn't have been very far. And sure enough, he called me from the police car, and he goes, "I got him in sight." I said, "Where is he?" He said, "Man, he's hoofing it toward your house. He knows he's late." He said, "I'm watching him, man. He is hauling it toward your house." And I said, "All right, let him go." I said, "If he's headed home, and he's obviously already nervous," I said, "let it slide." But he would have picked him up if I'd asked him to and taken him in. It's
And he came home with a face full of glitter and a pocket full of ones in his pocket? He's out working.
What, remember that series called Scared Straight, where they took kids into prison?
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of stations, when they ran it back then, wouldn't air it because the language is so filthy. It's prison.
Yeah.
I mean, and these guys, they laid it right out for them. If you go to prison, and they graphically detailed being raped, and I got to tell you something. I would think that had some effective impact if you're a kid that thinks you're tough. And that's one of the first things they do. They throw them in there with these convicts, and they go up to one of these punks who's 17, and he goes, "So you think you're a tough guy?" And you can tell the kid's scared to death.
Yeah.
This kid goes from being like the leader, the gang leader, to now he's just a 17-year-old little wimp in the presence of these prisoners. And I watched several episodes of it. I thought it was a great idea.
Yeah, and I think the prisoners got some special privileges for doing that.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think like maybe the time got cut short by another year or month or whatever. But see, I think a fear is a great way to train. I just do. You think about it. What's most religion based on? If you want to follow a religion, it's fear that you'll go to hell, fear of whatever. When you're in school, it's fear that keeps you going. Fear you're going to fail. You're going to be held back a year. By the way, when I was a kid, that was probably the single most embarrassing thing that could happen to you, was you're told you have to redo fifth grade. Oh.
Yeah, and I don't think they do that anymore, do they? Do they hold
kids sure back? Oh, I'm sure they don't. Oh, I'm sure they don't. Do they what?
Can hold kids back. I don't think they, I don't think
they do. I don't think they do, because I don't think it's too tough on them.
Yeah.
If you hold them back, it might somehow scar them for the rest of their lives. But yeah, we had, and I'm not kidding, when you knew a kid was held back, hey, isn't that Donnie? Wasn't he supposed to oh, he's back in sixth grade again? And we're all in seventh grade. Every time you look at him, you just think, wow, stupid.
Donnie's 23 and he's still in sixth grade.
Yeah, yeah. And you joke, but there was a kid in our sixth grade class who was 18.
Oh,
Sammy.
Wow.
Sammy was 18 years old. He was in our sixth grade class in this hillbilly sticks Tennessee school I went to.
Yeah, but he could dunk. He could dunk. That kid could shoot the three.
Oh,
my boys still think one of the funniest stories that they've ever heard me tell was about Sammy. And the day the teacher made a special announcement, she said, "Class, Sammy is going to be leaving us. He's going into the Marine Corps." It's a sixth grade class. We're in the sixth grade. And we all stood up and applauded for Sammy because he's going in the Marines.
Way to go,
and
Sammy.
And Sammy got caught. He got caught bringing beer to school in a mason jar all the time. Oh, he did it all the time.
Sammy went to prom 7 years in a row.
Yeah.
Is there a legal cutoff where you can't be in high school?
I think it's 21.
Yeah, I think if you're 18, you can't date anybody younger than 9.
I think it's 21 that you can't be in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, prom. When is... Was it like May? Is that prom season?
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah, right towards the end of school, April, May.
We do a whole hour on prom. And those guys who, some of them actually did go to 7 proms, the really good-looking, cool jock guys, they'd get girls from other schools. They'd go to their prom, their own proms, and they could go to 6 or 7 proms.
I did that.
Played their cards. Did you? Yeah.
Oh, sure.
I do remember, though, and I don't remember much. You did get to take whose Porsche was it to prom?
My stepdad's 911 Porsche.
Let me tell you something. How could you have been any cooler than to have a Porsche at prom? I mean,
I know.
Wow. Who gets that?
Pulling up. And then I was bragging about it, and he heard about it. He said, "The one stipulation is do not take this on the highway." Well,
boy.
You have a Porsche. I have to take it on the highway.
And he found out about it.
Oh, he heard me bragging about it.
I can't get over this. An 18-year-old in sixth grade in Tennessee, Frank. 18.
Yes, he was 18.
Was this like a one room where everybody is in one room at the same time?
Well, there were a few kids with no shoes. They were barefoot kids. It wasn't a one room schoolhouse. It was a regular school, but there were a lot of really poor kids there. I mean, this little place I lived was a nothing little town. It was. Go ahead and play banjo all you want to, because it's true.
Jethro Bodine had a sixth grade education.
Hey, there were kids in my sixth grade class. The teacher was constantly having to tell them, take the cigarettes out of your shirt pocket, and she'd lock them up in her desk until school was out, because they carried cigarettes just like, a grown man.
Sorry.
Would have a pack, and they forget to hide them.
Sorry, boss, I'm going to be late for work. I got a spelling test.
Well, Larry, good luck on that test, but we need you back here for the 7 o'clock shift here at the garage. No, it wasn't an exaggeration, and it was just a whole different... I wish I could remember more of it, because I'm sure there are more funny stories than just Sammy going off to the Marine Corps in the sixth grade. Let me do a little business, then we're going to take a break, do some news, and after that news, it is Monday, which means our new tech guy, Josh Bauman, he's in the green room right now, I believe in the hot tub.
He
in
is.
The green room, loosening up.
And the motor's not on, and there's bubbles all over the place.
He cleared the hot tub room out real quick.
Yeah.
Hadley went flying. Jim Davis, Jim Hayes, McKernan, they all went flying out of there.
I told him, don't eat before you get in the hot tub. He didn't listen. I said, he ate. So he'll be here. He'll tell us some hot new tech news, and he'll take your calls if you're stuck. And you know you are. Every one of you listening, there's something bugging you that has to do with technology. So he'll be here to help you with that. Thompson Price will help you with something, too, and his people, his staff, his crew of experts in kitchen and bathroom remodeling. He'll help you have the perfect kitchen, which... to this point, unless you've already had it done, does not exist in this country. In the United States, the kitchen has not yet been built that is the perfect kitchen for you and your family. It hasn't. It would be impossible, because nobody has ever asked you the questions they have to ask to get the information they have to build that perfect kitchen. Thompson Price's people will ask you those questions. They're going to ask you things that no other kitchen and bath remodeler will ask you. And that's how you're going to know, wow, this is 100% perfection. This is what they're striving for. And it may very well be the reason you never want to get out of that house or sell it or leave it, because that bathroom or kitchen is so spectacular. Talk to other companies if you want to. Just make sure at least one of them has the name Price in it. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Showroom is in De Pere, less than a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester Road. ThompsonPrice.com. Stay where you are. Josh Bauman's coming up. We'll talk some tech talk. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is KM Jans, and you're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590TheFan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts. Across the United States, closing arguments are being made ahead of tomorrow's crucial midterm elections. President Trump is making his pitch in Cleveland, Ohio today as he tries to keep both the House and Senate in Republican control.
What we've done in less than 2 years, no president or administration in its first 2 years has done anywhere near what this administration has done. And they